Thank you for deformalizing everything for me, Kara. Te minita. Nau nei te reo karanga. Kia whakapua ki whakaro au. I te nera. A me te honore o te tū. Mui a koe huri 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 no te whare. Tēnā koe anō mō tō haramai tapiti i runga tō waka. Kānui hoki tako aroha kia koe mō tō kaha. Nā reira, e ngā rangatira, tātou, katoa, e tau mai nei, i tēnei wā o te tau hau, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
Hei hoa atua o ngā iwi mātoura a ta whaka rongona me aroha no whaka Pākehā. God Pacific triple star from the shafts of strife and war, make her praises heard afar. God defend you.
For the standing ovation. That version in Hapika Hine Haka. So, thank you again, Kara. In searching for some inspiration in how to follow three luminaries who have been part of the preceding 3 years in this kaupapa, I went back to our old kurawa, our tūpuna, Kepeaho, and a phrase that he made famous for us. And I've chosen it as a theme for my talk, my address. Whaia ko te mātauranga, hei whitiki I te iwi, ki a toa ai. Seek ye from the fountain of knowledge, so that the people, not just you, the people may be uplifted, thrive, and prosper. It's a quote by Kepeaho, a member of the Ngāti Tarawhai of Tarawa, and he has been hailed in the past as the greatest Te Arawa orator. He attended Te Arawa College, and on leaving school he became a law clerk. As well as Maori and English, he also spoke French and Latin. His knowledge of Maori ceremony and traditions was claimed to be unsurpassed in Te Arawa territory. Sakiran another said that Kepeaho was the finest interpreter of Maori in the country. Many of his speeches in Maori and English have been committed by heart by those who admired his oratory. I've been fortunate in his years with us that I was present to hear him actually in full flight. And he had this great big booming voice, and he was suffering from ill health, but he still stood. And true oratorial style with language that doesn't exist today in the fields of speechifying. I remember at the opening of the first trust board, Te Arawa Trust Board in Rotorua, which was attended by and opened by Walter Nash. And after Kepeaho's speech, Walter Nash said, I feel totally inadequate to follow such eloquence and beauty of your chosen words with eloquence. I also knew him because he was a great friend of my granddad, James Morrison II. He called Timana. He's Scotchman, and he was 5'5", and he was a blacksmith and a hard case. And they were drinking pals, and I used to trundle them on down to the Palace Hotel. And they used to share many, many things that, and I was just pleased because we're taught, look after your elders. We're taught that way. But just listening to some of the things that they said have never left me. For instance, Koro Jimmy said, son, when you're growing up, you look after your body. Koe kai paipa, koe inupia, don't eat anything out of a can. Well, I lasted till I was 35. Kepeaho. Unfortunately, he had both legs amputated in the 1960s due to a wound from World War I, but continued giving his fight corridor from a wheelchair until his death, February 10th, 1970. The age of 85 he was. His tangihanga was at Tunahupu, and he's buried in Kauai Cemetery in Nongataha. Home from the mountains, from what is it? Home is the hunter, home from the hills, and the fisherman, home from the sea. Always ended with that. You won't find it up there. This quote, and the man behind it, is meaningful for me because, like others of his ilk, Kepa left us with a legacy that still, even today, puts emphasis on the collective, the people. So whatever path we choose, whatever work we do, and whatever fountain it is that sustains us as individuals, let's be sure that we reciprocate benefits and advantages back to the people. Despite the fact that Kepa made this statement many years ago, I'd have to say it's just as pertinent today, and it will be just as pertinent in the year 2040. I have many heroes and heroines and mentors who include those who have gone beyond the veil and those who have left a lasting imprint on myself and those with whom I interact with today. In my korero with you, I want to honour Kepa's Whakatauki by talking about the fountains of knowledge from the past, creating the fountains of knowledge in the present to prepare the fountains, the metaphorical phrase, for the future. Before beginning, I must endorse thank you, mine host, and the darling Donna for allowing us to stay in your three-story colonial building. And acknowledge the efforts of Waitangi Rua Utau and how it came to be. Kai hea koe kere ama. Okay. Because I want to salute kere ama. Because he epitomizes Kepa's Whakatauki. Sir James Henare, one of his mentors, encouraged him to go to Wellington